Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on MSME as an engine of growth. The participants are Dilip Chinoy, economic analyst, and Sonu Sood, anchor.
Micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, are seen as the backbone of inclusive development of Indian economy. With their emphasis on innovation and entrepreneurship, and with the constant support of focused government initiatives, MSMEs have emerged as an engine for development, contributing nearly 30% to Indian GDP, accounting for nearly one-third of manufacturing in the country, contributing more than 45% to Indian exports, and providing employment to crores of people all across the country. In his address today at the post-budget webinar on MSME sector, Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the achievements of Indian entrepreneurs and the future vision and possibilities for the MSME sector. To discuss the emergence of MSMEs as an engine for growth and the road ahead, we have with us former Secretary General FICCI, Dr. Dilip Chinoy. A warm welcome to you, sir, on Akashvani.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you.
Sir Chinoy, we'd like to know from you, what is the significance of the MSME sector in the overall economic landscape of our country? Why are they being seen as a crucial engine for development?
So I think you have talked of some of the statistics in your introduction about contributing to 30% of GDP, the second largest employment over 110 million people. But, the Prime Minister talked of 60 crore units today. And of course, they account for 45% of India's total exports. But other than that, I'd like to actually talk about three very specific things that the MSMEs do. The first is that actually they're a great contributor to industrial and regional development. They spread industrial activity to small towns and rural areas, So it's very, very important. Second, a lot of the MSMEs are very innovative. They support innovation and they create new skills in the economy. And a lot of the people who come out of the MSME system graduate to, some of the larger firms, etc. It is both an opportunity and a challenge. And the third and the most important thing is that they act as ancillary industry to large companies. They supply components, raw materials, and services. They do a lot of job work, right? And they strengthen domestic manufacturing and reduce dependency on imports. And they also, because of this, they serve local markets and the local people in a very significant manner. In fact, if you see the distribution of small and medium industries in India, surprisingly, and very few listeners would know this, that West Bengal and Uttar Pradesh account for a significant number of medium and small industries in India.
So you have given us a very, very comprehensive overview of the various benefits that accrue from the MSME ecosystem. Can you tell us what would you say are the major schemes or initiatives of the government in the last 10 years which have given a boost to this sector and brought it at such an important juncture?
So if you look at the principal challenges that the MSMEs faced were access to credit and finance, challenge of adapting to technology and regulatory and compliance burdens, and also the whole relationship of payments, etc. So if you look at the last 10 years, right, I think the first thing what the government did when it actually, this government came, when it came into power, it revised the definition of a small and medium industry. So what actually happens is the definitions are pretty low or small in terms of turnover and investment. Then units tend to and want to actually stay small rather than grow. So 10 years ago, they changed the definition of MSME. In this budget also, they change and enhance the limits of investment and as turnover for micro, small and medium industries. That has done three. One, the first change actually got a lot more MSMEs clarity on how they qualify there. And it enabled them to get and access the various schemes. For example, like the Mudra loan scheme, which this government announced. And the Prime Minister mentioned it actually in this budget seminar today. Second, they introduced credit guarantee schemes and enhanced the scheme. And in this budget, they have also announced a very special expansion of the guarantee scheme which allows MSMEs to get loans at without any collateral, etc. And they're going to add about 20 lakh crores to this whole system today. And the third thing is the whole ease of doing business, which the Prime Minister and this government talked about, the Jan Vishwas scheme one, the second scheme, the 40,000 laws that they have eliminated, and the new committee that has been set up by the government to address the challenges of ease of doing business, also the new tax bill that is actually done, and the MSME Samadhan scheme, which supports dispute resolution and market access. Additionally, the government has announced in this budget the credit card, which gives you, for women, for first-time entrepreneurs, women, SC, ST, which gives you access to 5 lakh worth of loans there. And also, during the COVID period, there were many, many steps taken by government, which is the whole thing where the large employers have to come onto the platform so that the payments are guaranteed to small and medium entrepreneurs. That's also a very good scheme that this government brought. There are many, many more schemes. The PLI schemes, which were talked about today, they also give an opportunity for MSMEs. Right? There are many schemes, but any specific, I'll be happy to share.
Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that in last 10 years, the government has shown a consistent commitment to reforms, financial discipline, transparency, and inclusive growth. And given the stable policy environment, he encouraged stakeholders to take bold steps and open new avenues for manufacturing and exports for the country. What is the significance of this emphasis and an assurance by the PM on stability and consistency in the policy environment for MSMEs, given the international situation right now?
Very interestingly, what the Prime Minister talked about, that in this global context and the geopolitical uncertainty, one nation that has stood strong and stood independent among the whole global community was India. And therefore, it is important for MSMEs to actually look and explore and take advantage of the situation and identify a certain product which they could manufacture here and export. If you recall, earlier in his tenure, the Prime Minister, in his speech, an Independence Day speech, he talked about many things and many advice for the MSMEs. The first one was zero effect and zero defect. And today he reiterated that about saying you get good quality and technology relevant products for the world. And that time he said, if you identify one product that is imported in India and try and make that thing here, so we reduce imports. Today, his focus was how do you actually focus on exports. So look at the stability in India, look at the transparent, consistent, pro-MSME policies that are being put in the country, and on the basis of that, have the self-confidence and take the initiative to make products to export and export. He also talked about the PLI scheme, the production incentive scheme, which had led to significant exports, which actually is a very useful thing for the MSMEs to look at as an example that they could follow. And since in this budget, they have also announced kind of a sharing of the trade database and the focus on exports in the last budget and the budgets before that. And in the government, they've asked the embassies and the Indian missions abroad also to focus on trade, technology, and tourism. So what the Prime Minister was actually communicating to industry today was, one, he's aware of the challenges that medium and small industries face. Two, he has tried to address, and the government has tried to address successfully things in the past and had a totally transparent, stable, and progressive framework that promotes manufacturing and exports from the small and medium industry. And the opportunity today was that in all the schemes that have been announced in this budget, the industry could give their suggestions on what should the scheme be, how should it work, and what should be the mechanism, etc., so that the government could actually implement this in a manner that was industry friendly.
Absolutely. So he talked about actionable implementing strategies, for which he urged the industry to be a very proactive player in the whole process. You spoke about the government initiatives that have improved accessibility and affordability of credit, eased the loan ecosystem for MSMEs, for whom finance is often the biggest challenge. And the Prime Minister talked about no collateral loan being a real game changer. He talked about PM Vishwakarma, Startup India, the whatever has been done for startups. Fund of Fund has been started for startups. There is a new scheme which has been introduced for the first time, Mr. Chinoy, for women, scheduled caste and scheduled tribe entrepreneurs for term loans up to rupees 2 crore in the next 5 years. And in this context, he said that there should be collaborative approach where the industry comes forward and guides these people as to how to really go about their business. How much of a possibility do you see in this collaborative approach taking shape and really giving a boost to the MSME sector, to the micro part of the MSME sector, which is a very crucial part of our entire ecosystem?
You know, actually, the word that he used was mentor, right? He said that it is time that we should develop a mentorship program, and he urged industry to look at the contours of such a mentorship program. Actually, if you look at the whole startup ecosystem, which you mentioned, and the first time entrepreneurship development programs that are there, or some of the incubators that are being in the various educational institutions and others, and including there's an older scheme of government, which was modeled on the Bharatiya Yuva Shakti Trust, which is the Prince of Wales Trust in England, where you gave a loan, but also gave a mentorship, right? So mentorship has been key, whether it is startup ecosystem or whether it is the incubator system in education, or if you're looking at the whole angel capitals or the first few seed capital in the ventures. I mean, those have very good mentorship systems. But when you scale up, right, to grow, the mentorship system actually is lacking. And therefore, industry needs to come together to actually develop this system. Some of the industry associations have set up programs on mentorship. But, you know, given the number of entities that you want to actually address in the next few years, that system needs to be scaled up with speed and with quality. This is a task and an ask that the Prime Minister has left with industry, and was hoping that industry will respond to his suggestion and come up with some solution.
Mr. Chinoy, PM reiterated the need for renewed emphasis on R&D and innovation to make India a global champion in manufacturing and exports. He made special mention of India's toy, footwear and leather industries, where traditional crafts can be combined with modern technology. How important is this stress on R&D and adoption of latest technology to give a fillip to MSME, manufacturing, exports?
It's a very interesting question that you ask, and I'll take you back to the one district, one product, right? If you recall, the Prime Minister launched this one district, one product, and how can we make it into an exports powerhouse? And we're looking at some of the things, pottery or metals or certain other products. You know, and Invest India at that time had done some work in this area, including with the industry associations. And it was found that while some of the products were excellent, they were very good, they could be globally marketed, etc. However, they had either some chemical or some process, presence of which would not be allowed it to be exported to certain markets. Or they used a certain process, or used a certain manufacturing system, which was not admitted into certain markets. So the idea was then, how do you take technology, use technology to get rid of that chemical or to get rid of the process or substitute the process, right? And allow that market penetration to happen. So this was done in a few pilot cases, and therefore, this has to be expanded to many, many more products. He referred to the PM Vishwakarma scheme, which is the artisan scheme and things like that. You know, a lot of people, actually, you look at how do you automate or mechanize looms, right? Jaipur Rugs has been able to put a computer program in an ordinary loom and actually increase productivity. He stressed on the thing of increase using technology, you know, improving productivity. The other thing is that if you want to develop new products, right? And in this, he talked about the manufacturing mission also, where you're looking at new electric vehicle products, etc. So there, you need to do new research and development and design new products, more efficient motors, more efficient transmission systems, the whole battery system that is there. I'm just giving an example to see how this goes. And therefore, in that context, the enhancement of the investment limit in this budget enables the medium and small industries to access finance under the credit guarantee scheme and upgrade their technology and produce new products without losing benefits of being an MSME.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chinoy, for this insightful discussion. MSME sector is the backbone of India's manufacturing and industrial growth, an engine for overall inclusive development. And with the collective efforts of the government, industry, entrepreneurs, it is set to gain new heights in the future. Thank you so much for telling us about the various important aspects.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on MSME as an engine of growth. The participants were Dilip Chinoy, economic analyst, and Sonu Sood, anchor.
Spotlight.